And what are some other things that are made out of cornmeal?
Muffins.
Okay. And do you make those just out of the same kind of batter that you make cornbread out of?
Right.
Okay. And what else?
Well, you can do several things with cornmeal, such as like hominy,
yeah,
use it for corn, and grits.
Yeah. What about some little balls that you can make out of a cornmeal dough, and you drop them in hot fat sometimes and eat them with fish?
Well, they call them hush puppies.
Have you ever made those?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you put onions in them?
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how about something that's made out of cornmeal, another little ball that you might have with turnip greens, or you boil it with a ham hock or something?
Well, I don't know what you call that now. I call it cornmeal dumplings, I guess.
Uh-huh. Have you ever made those?
No, I've had them, though.
They're good.
I bet they're good. They sound good.
I love them, but I never
made them. We call them cornmeal
dumplings.
Okay. Just boil it up and drop it in.
Uh-huh.
And when them things get turned down.
I bet they are. I like cornmeal anyway. I like things made out of cornmeal.
I do too. Now let me break it.
What do you call cornbread that's cooked in the ashes of a fire? And what do you call soft cornbread that's served in a bowl with a spoon?
Mush. Well, you take cornbread and make the kush out of it.
Well, now what's kush?
Kush is cornbread kush. You can put in a small pan or vessel and put butter and.
Now, is this the batter or after the cornbread's been cooked?
After the cornbread's been cooked.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Slice it up and put it in that. Fry it in that.
Gee, that sounds good. I've never had that either. Let's see, what do you call bread in loaves that's made out of white flour?
I just call it light bread.
Okay. And what do you call a round flat pastry that has a hole in the middle? And
donut.
Okay. Now, would you call it a donut whether it was made at home or whether you got it at a bakery?
Yes, ma'am. You call them for donuts at the bakery at home, too.
Okay. What do you call round flat cakes that are made with white flour and cooked on a greased skillet and eaten with syrup?
Some of them call them flitters and some says pancakes.
Well, what do you say?
I say pancakes.
Okay.
And if you had a flitter, you cook it in something like a banana. You cook it in that pastry and make up your pastry and dip that banana in it and cook it like that.
Gina,
and that's called flitters.
Uh-huh.
It's called flitters. You can do the bananas, apple, or anything like that.
But the ordinary kind that you don't put fruit or anything in,
you
call
pancakes. You call them flitters. Not flitters, but pancakes.
What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
I just call it side meat.
Okay. What do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog jowl and hog's head and things like that?
Well, I just call it pressed meat. When I don't say pressed meat, I say sauce meat.
Okay. What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
See.
And what do you call the same thing if it's in a peach?
Curse.
And what do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
Clingstones.
Okay. And how about a peach whose meat comes from the seed?
Clear seed.
What are some beans that don't have to be shelled?
I just call them string beans.
All right. And what are some beans that do have to be shelled?
Well, I call them shelling beans.
Okay. And what are some different kinds of shelling beans?
Well, you have butter beans and you have the same green beans. So most any kind of, most any kind of a bean you can make a shelling bean out of it, just let it get older. See, when it gets older, that's when it goes into the, when you can shell them.
Uh-huh.
Shell them out.
Uh-huh.
When the bean gets older. And then when they just full and plump that way before they get old enough to shell, before the bean gets grown in them, you call that a string bean.
Okay. Okay. What do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be eaten?
Salad.
What do you call corn that's simply shucked and cooked and eaten with your hands?
I call it boiled corn.
Okay.